USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are hearing a vigorous debate in President Trump's impeachment trial. White House counsel Pat Cipollone argues Democrats have no case and are trying to undo the 2016 election.
It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep in an election year. Some of you are upset because you should be in Iowa right now. But instead we're here, and they're not ready to go. And it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And the American people won't stand for it, I'll tell you that right now. They're not here to steal one election, they're here to steal two elections.
The deadly coronavirus in China is now in America. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a male in his 30s in Washington State is infected with the infection that has killed at least six people. The man recently returned from the region of China that is the epicenter of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hillary Clinton comes down hard on Bernie Sanders in a Hollywood Reporter interview, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The former First Lady, former Secretary of State, and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee would not commit in the interview to endorsing Sanders should he win the Democratic nomination. But Hillary Clinton gets much harsher than that when she says no one likes Sanders, adding no one wants to work with him, and that Sanders has gotten nothing done in the U.S. Senate. Clinton adding she feels very sorry for people who have been suckered in by the 2020 presidential hopeful's baloney.
Cold temperatures in the southeast are closing water parks in central Florida. Universal Orlando's Volcano Bay, SeaWorld Orlando's Aqueduct, and Disney's Blizzard Beach are closed through Wednesday because of chilly temperatures. Disney's other water park, Typhoon Lagoon, is closed for annual maintenance. Wind chills could fall as low as 25 degrees across central Florida on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the first time since Mexico began its full-scale crackdown against migrants, a caravan is clashing with Mexican security forces at the country's southern border. Later in the day, Guatemalan migrants were seen throwing objects at Mexican National Guard troops as they kept them out of Mexico. Acting CBP Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News, Mexico is doing a great job in protecting their southern border, which then in return helps the United States to protect our southern border with Mexico.
You know, Pete, I would say even just as soon as 7 to 8 months ago, and make no mistake, the reason why we're seeing a difference now is because this president's strategies, which included negotiations with the government of Mexico as well as the Northern Triangle countries, and those countries have stepped up in unprecedented ways, Pete, to really join together with the United States and address this as the regional crisis it is. Those pictures you're showing right now absolutely shows that. And I'm confident Mexico will continue to do what they have to stop and deny and impede this caravan.
Amtrak is backtracking on charging wheelchair users $25,000 for a train ride that normally costs $16 a ticket. A group of wheelchair users wanted to travel from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. The company said a change in policy forced them to pay for reconfiguring a car to accommodate all of them, since most of the cars only had a couple spots for wheelchairs. Amtrak now says they're willing to accommodate the group. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.